go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles. Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what?
I'm from California. 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 This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Got it back, bragging heavyweight, tall with the pants sagging. Still shooting dice, no backgammon. Late nights over silver satin. Still-
y'all niggas had some poor plates before in y'all lives. I know y'all did. Because, like, if you know me, then you probably still at the bottom because, like, you know me. So all y'all niggas wasn't eating good back in the day like that. Some of y'all niggas did get some money. I see you. Pocket watching, maybe. Maybe. But I know when niggas is eating good now. You know, I know what eating good is. That's crazy. But we all has those, like, those special meals that shit. Some of us, still, a lot of you niggas still eat the same stuff. And y'all got a little bit of change in y'all pocket now. But y'all just can't get away from it. It's ugly. It's a nasty habit that you got. It's almost toxic in a way. I'm watching you guys. I'm a part of that crew, though. Yeah, I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not afraid. Yo, shout out to my boy. Shout out to Mike. All right. One half of What Up Though. And shout out to Sean, you know what I'm saying? And Chaffee, you know, we in the group chat. Niggas, somebody posted a Arby's video, right? I think it was a cat that was in Atlanta. And Arby line, just crazy, right? Now, the running joke is, like, nobody eats at Arby. Like, no, like, not a regular human, right? And here's the thing. In my personal group chat, the cast, you know, my sandbox group chat, we be dogging Arby's. Like, we make fun of it all the time. You know what I'm saying? I think, and you know, it's just that roast beef one and like the ham and cheese or turkey and cheese or whatever this shit, cheddar. So they had some wild sandwiches back then. You know what I'm saying? And I've been to Arby's once, me and the wife during the pandemic. She got some mac and cheese, pissed me off. Pissed me well off. You know what I'm saying? Because we know. We didn't make that shit. We didn't make that one. And I got me like a turkey sandwich, and it was good. The turkey sandwich was fire though. You know what I'm saying? That was a good selection by me. High five. But that was the only time. You know, and we was all doing some crazy shit during the pandemic. We was out there just trying to survive and not touch shit, you know, and not be close to people. So we just said, fuck it. Let's go to our, and you know what? And it was the only thing that was open, and we didn't want McDonald's. I don't fuck with McDonald's like that. But we're not going to act like Arby's is not the poster child for just being picked on and made fun of. You know? We're not going to do that. But here's the thing. I kind of agree. I think it is good. And you can't fully criticize a place and you haven't had everything that they had, right? Wrong. That's not how we work. But at the same time, I agree. I think they probably do got some fire stuff on that menu. They been that low on the totem pole. That's all it is. Desperate moments, high nights. Yeah, I'm in there. You can catch me slipping up in there. But outside of that, no. My count is still one. I think I went another time, but I didn't buy anything. So technically, I've been inside of an Arby's twice in my life. Oh no, three. Because I did go buy that Ragu burger when it first came out. And that shit was trash. It was stupid. Anyhow, let's get to it. This episode, man, I'm about to expose some of y'all niggas. Because y'all still doing it. And we talking about a struggle place. Hall of Fame though. This hall of I don't like when you do y'all be out there doing y'all regular top fives and top tens and stuff like that. They don't be Hall of Fame worthy though. They don't be getting nominated. No, they don't. They don't. So we're going to start with the first one. Cheese toast. Out the gate. Yes. Grilled cheese, cheese toast. Well, look, there is a difference. There's a difference between grilled cheese and cheese toast. Because cheese toast, you can put it in the bottom of the oven. But you got to watch it because that burner, yeah, that bread going to toast pretty goddamn fast. You ever burnt your cheese? Like the top of it is just black, but and the inside, that mug is just... the cheese just falling off the ceiling. You ever ate the cheese toast like that? I did. I'm not afraid to say it. That's a cheese toast. Now, grilled cheese, that's all cast iron skillet right there. Butter. That's, you need three ingredients. You need bread, cheese, butter. And the more butter you use, yes, diabetes is on the way, obviously. But the more butter you use, oh my God. And I was on some freaky shit during the pandemic. I was making those Colorado. I was getting three slices of bread, cheese, strawberry, jelly, and butter. And let me tell you something. Wow. I don't care what y'all say. I'll fight Slapbox, because I don't want to disrespect nobody. Let's slapbox anybody. I promise you. Both genders. We can slapbox about this. Fire, okay? DeJounte Murray dropped 44 tonight, and I think 44 he shot. I don't know. Some crazy line they had against the Spurs, but they still lost. Brunson had dropped 60, and they lost. Cheese toast, though. Cheese toast / grilled cheese. You gotta fuck with that one. It's the probably the cheapest that I probably got on this list. You know what I'm saying? Spaghetti. Come on now. Spaghetti? That's a go-to right there. How many of y'all have had spaghetti and fried chicken? How many of y'all believe in spaghetti and fish? Is that y'all congregation? Do y'all do the spaghetti and fish? Because I do. I will. I have. What kind of fish is it? Now, that's the key right there. Some of you niggas don't know y'all fishes. Y'all fishies. I know, Mike. It's just fish. I get it. Yeah, spaghetti is fire. Now, oh, what about this, though? Let me see who want a slap box for a minute. Do you mix your noodles into the pasta, or do you keep your pasta and your noodles segregated? Huh? What do y'all do? And my wife is so pasta racist. She only likes. Not to say she won't try the other ones, but she is very... conservative when it comes to her pasta. That nigga do not like eating pasta, any other pasta outside of angel hair. And I'm talking about the thinner it is, the better for her. She only want angel hair pasta. And I'm cool. I used to make this shit called spaghetti surprise. That will have ground turkey, Polish sausage, paws, and chicken. Grilled chicken. And shrimp. And I don't make that one anymore. Because my wife just be hating, dog. But yeah, I call that one spaghetti surprise. But yeah, we're going to talk about his spaghetti. I mentioned spaghetti and fish, right? But who pop quiz right now in the middle of the episode? Oh, this is fire. This is fire, bro. You killing it. Who is spaghetti's right-hand man? You a lie. What did you just say? Huh? Because if it wasn't cornbread, you a motherfucker. You was a lie, man. I can't say. You niggas be lying. You're lying if you think spaghetti and cornbread is not Bron and Wade in Miami. You know that's the truth. Cornbread goes with spaghetti, and spaghetti goes with cornbread. Stop playing with me, okay? All right, then. Because I'm going to let you know the truth. We're going to go on to tacos. Yeah. Tacos. Ultimate struggle meal. Got to be Hall of Fame. gotta be Hall of Fame. And everybody make their tacos different. How many of y'all make y'all tacos like y'all shells like this? You fry them up, front, back, put on the napkin or the plate, then put the meat and the cheese in there, and then put it back in a grease. How many of y'all do that? If you did that, that means you was raised, either you was raised in the projects or you grew up not too far from, you was within 5 miles of a project. And you slept, and when you had to take a nap, any black child that had to come in the house in the middle of the day and take a nap because their parents told them to, them, how do y'all make y'all salsa? Do y'all make y'all salsa with cilantro? Do y'all add green onions, tomatoes, regular onions? Huh? Do y'all pour the lemon? Y'all pour the lemon on? Do y'all season y'all salsa? Do y'all blend it up and make it like a little sauce? Huh? And pour it on there? What do y'all do? What is it that y'all doing? Do y'all still use beef? Or do y'all mess with ground turkey? Huh? Are y'all niggas fancy and go get the pastor? Huh? To marinate it? What's the other shit? What's the shit that start with a B? You dip the shit. You know what I'm talking about. I can't think of it right now. It's an underrated taco type of thing going on with that one. I like it. Tacos. And see, the thing with tacos is you can get freakier with it. It's the same thing, but like, do y'all niggas like corn versus flour? I'm a flour guy myself. Even when I make my enchiladas, I like flour tortillas. Flour. Okay? Fire. Cause I like that gumminess to it. Pause. That's not a good pause. That gumminess to it, right? Y'all immature. Yeah, I love that. Enchilada sauce. I'm at 41 though. My wife can attest to this. Heartburn. I can't mess with that red sauce no more at 41. That's in the middle of the night, I'll throw that shit up. Yeah, that acid reflux be. Oh my God. And you know, when you get that, I'm a person that don't throw up a lot at all. You know what I mean? It's very rare. I probably got about 9 total in my life, maybe. And I just threw a number out there, and that might be high. But nah, man, when you have to spend a portion of your day tasting that throw up in your mouth, oh man, some shit stuck in your throat, pulse. That's a good one. That was a good one right there. Yeah, can't do it. That green sauce, my wife makes both of them. You know what I'm saying? But look, that's what I wanted to say. The taco, you can spin off. It's so many spinoff shows of the taco. You got the burrito. You got the quesadilla. Or what did the white girl say? I forgot what she said. I want to find that video, though. I got to find a video. Because what she said is just going to go with what we was talking about. That shit was so funny. I got to find. Here it go right here.
What's that called that you're eating?
A quesadilla?
Say it again.
It's like Nathan Owens.
Say it again.
Nathan always has quesadilla, so I'm having it.
What do you call it?
Quesadilla.
A quesadilla. See? So you can make a quesadilla off top. You know what I'm saying? What's sobes? tortas? You know what I'm saying? You can make all kind of shit, man. It's the same, you know, whatever meat you choose. And how you do your salsa with the cheese? Oh, what kind of cheese y'all get? Y'all get the shredded Gouda? That's only meat. Smoke shredded Gouda. Some of y'all niggas like Parmesan, mozzarella, sharp cheddar, white sharp cheddar. Oh, that's fire. That's fire. That Vermont, huh? It's some cheeses out there, man. It's some real cheeses out there. You know what I'm saying? Sour cream. Which sour cream do y'all do? Y'all do the sour cream that you squeeze out, you know what I'm saying? Or do y'all get the SA sour cream with the green top, the sour cream? Oh my God, what y'all niggas is sleep, dog. Do y'all pour the tahine seasoning on there too? See, y'all don't be getting freaky like that. Some of y'all not as freaky as y'all think y'all are. If you're going to do a struggle play, I mean, at least if you're going to get a hooker off a fig, go put her in something nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever out there like that. Oh, my God. We just finna talk about this one. Remember we talked about spaghetti? Cornbread. Stupid. Cornbread. Cornbread. And look, at the bare minimum, you need, what, maybe about three to four ingredients. For you freaky people out there, y'all gonna put a little bit of grease in there because it asks you to. I don't. I put butter. Two eggs. And then some water or milk. Some people use water. Some people use milk. So I seen my freaky ass use almond milk before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fire. You know what I'm saying? Then you could do all kind of other shit if you want to. Add a, you know, because they have different flavors now. At first, we didn't have, you know, the apple flavor one. It had a little apple thingamajigs in there. They got a blueberry one. You know what I'm saying? That's fire right there. I don't do those too much. I just do the regular cornbread. Cornbread, without cornbread, how you gonna do Thanksgiving? Huh? How you gonna do that stuffing? Huh? How you gonna do that dressing? Which one of y'all eat? Dressing or stuffing? Ooh. Starts with cornbread though, bro. Starts with cornbread. Cornbread and spaghetti are best friends. Yes, for a very long time. That cornbread fire. And then when you take it out the oven, you know what I'm saying? When that, the complexion gotta be, it's a red bone. It's a light dark skin red bone. Oh man, you get that butter, that salted butter. You watching life unfold while that butter is just massaging into the top layer of that cornbread. So sizzling. What? And sometimes you just gotta let that motherfucker cool down a little bit, because before you cut out that pie shaped cornbread, you know, sometimes it'd be so hot and moist to where, you know, it'll break apart. You don't want it to break apart. Oh, you be mad when you only get, you know what I'm saying, like, you get about 45% of the cornbread and the rest is still in the, oh, man. Cornbread, man, that shit special. Because cornbread that's a hybrid. You know what I'm saying? It's in between dessert and dinner. That's what it is. It's a cheat sheet. It's a cheat code for kids. They be fucking that cornbread up. It's called cornbread. That shit, man. It ain't nothing but a cake. That shit ain't nothing but a dinner cake. That's all it is. Get freaky with it. Stop playing around, man. You know what I'm saying? These are the first ones that's going into our Hall of Fame, by the way. All right? I'm going to mention, I don't know where y'all at on pork and beans. Well, pork and beans is on the next way, but that for sure was a struggle meal. Pork and beans was crazy, dog. Niggas was cutting up hot dogs and putting them in those beans. And they was eating them. I was there. I ate pork and beans. And I never had a complaint about it. I didn't. I stopped. I think my pork and bean career stopped probably when I was like 11 or 12, maybe. I think so. But my peak MVP years was definitely like 9, 8, 9, something like that. Fucking them. Come on, dog. Don't disrespect pork and beans like that. And here we go. This is the last one for this class. This is the first class that's getting nominated into the Struggle Play Hall of Fame. Grits.
I know niggas is about to fight on this one.
I know we about to get into it on this one, because yes, I am that one that put butter and sugar in my grits, and it's on the back of the box. I'm not arguing with you niggas no more. Okay, y'all try to make us look a certain way. We try to make y'all look, and you know what? No, we more liberal than y'all. Like the the shrimp and gravy committee is y'all act more, y'all move in a conservative way. The butter and sugar, you know what I'm saying, clan or whatever you want to call us, cult, we more liberal. We like, nah. We accept y'all, but we fuck with what we do. Yeah, and for you, the niggas that's talking about that be really pushing the line on just salt and pepper, let me tell you something, you little freak. Okay? I can't stand y'all. I can't stand y'all, dog. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I feel like if you just do salt and pepper, like, I feel like you clutch your purse. You know what I'm saying? Or you jump, or you walk across the street when you see a nigga like me. That's what I feel like. That's what I feel. That's what I honestly feel like. Like, be offended because y'all are so conservative. Yeah. No, I put salt on mine, but I also put butter and I also put sugar. And there's nothing wrong with that. You wanna know why? Because it's on the back of the box, my nigga. I understand what the education. Y'all niggas is not educated. Y'all, some of y'all don't know how to cook. We was waiting for you at the door. You dusty. Nah, but for real though, I'm kind of like Mike on this. If you haven't had it, then you can't really criticize it. And I feel like it was somebody's sour ass auntie in 1971 that said, ugh. And then niggas just ran with that narrative. But it's on the back of the box. Like, it literally says that. And I'd be disappointed in y'all. I do, man. I do. But before I get up out of here, man, this is the next wave. It really should have been number one. Or at least with the first group. And you know what? I could break the rule. It's my show. So I'm about to add another one. It's not even an honorable mention. I'm extending the list. Open. We got to talk about Top Ramen. Huh? Top Ramen chicken. Chicken. Because the stereotype is true. If you didn't notice, we do like chicken. Because chicken... Top Ramen is the number one, and there's not even the other one is not even close. Like after that, like if you eat beef Top Ramen, I feel like you're awkward, okay? But awkward, still cool to be around. You know, we listen to the same type of music, or we probably used to have same type of hobby or some shit like that. And then you got the shrimp one. That one was, I feel like the shrimp one was like cool in the 90s, but it just didn't really pan out. You know what I'm saying? Then you had, what was the other, Oriental? What flavor is that, bro? And it came in like the blue package, if I'm not mistaken. Right? And then it started getting freaky. Was it in the late? I don't remember the late 90s. I remember in the 2000s, though. I just can't remember when in the 2000s. But they, chili lime. You know what I'm saying? They started doing freaky shit like that. And I had one. And it was kind of cool. It wasn't bad. All this shit not good for us at all. I know Ann from Forget That Yo is just cringing right now by the shit that I'm talking about. Anyhow, though, no, we got to put Top Ramen up there. But back when it was costing like 25 cents. And it was serious, though. 25 cents for a pack of noodles. Yeah, did y'all add something to it? I told y'all a story about in my college years, I met a cat. I forgot my boy name, but he was from Oakley, not Oakland. He was from Oakley, California. And the nigga put me on to cheese ramen. Yes. Yes, that nigga made some chicken Top Ramen and put a Kraft cheese, slice of cheese in there. And he just let it sit there. He didn't poke no holes in it. He didn't tear it up or nothing like that. He just let that motherfucker sit there. That motherfucker melted. And melt. Did I say melted? Melted. I know my wife on my bumper right now. Melted in that goddamn chicken Thai ramen. And my God.
Oh, we ghetto over here, bro.
My God, cheese ramen. But besides that, though, I mean, a couple of niggas. You know somebody that went to jail. You know somebody in prison right now. Ask them niggas if they put tuna in their Thai ramen. All right, then that's where we get it from. I do it. I still do it. And I put the chicken in there. Shredded chicken. Yup. In the pen, they for sure chopping up those beef jerkies in there, in theirs. So niggas is just getting freaky with that spread, ain't they? Yeah, man, Thai ramen in there for sure. Most of them, at least 97.3% of black culture has chicken Thai ramen as the one of the best noodles of, and like, and it's different from the cup of noodles, cause like, fuck cup of noodles, I had them, but it's like, nah, you know what I'm saying? But I do like the, that shit not good for us either, but it come in handy, get it? I did that on purpose, but no, Thai ramen is definitely up there, So, you know, King Germ, you know, him being from North Carolina, I know they have some struggle plates over there, and that type, you know what I'm saying? And he a Florida guy, too, SEC, you know what I'm saying? We know them niggas eat crazy down there. I know they got to have some crazy struggle meals down there, you know what I'm saying? 12 Cal, South Carolina, come on. Struggle meals came from that part of town. Yeah, it came from over there, so I need to know 12 Cal. OTR Mike, we talking about Baltimore. I know the Wire came with some struggle meals. We already know this. Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game, check in every Sunday. That thing ain't got a time, though. It's not like too much game every Sunday at 3 p.m. You just gotta keep your notifications on with that nigga. You know what I'm saying? But he from Compton. My sisters is from Compton. Compton might have the record for the most eaten chicken Thai ramens. They might. It's between them and Watts. For sure. Yeah, you know what I mean? So I need Drake, Everything's Culture. Everything, including Struggle Plate. Hell, Doug from Struggle Plate Podcast. His podcast is called Struggle Plate. I need to know, what was y'all eating? I need to know. I talked to Britt on the phone and she told me a couple of hers, but I'm pretty sure she gonna remix this one. And then you get to hear hers living live on her podcast. You know what I mean? So all of y'all, I expect that. I know some of y'all are ghetto. I know some of y'all are. Because I tell you, one of my wives, oh, man, one of her struggles, oh, my God. She going to be embarrassed. My wife be eating macaroni and cheese out the box and be dogging it. I'm talking about dogging. I know she going to. I'm about to call her right now.